This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Two groups that encourage young people, unmarried women, and racial and ethnic minorities to vote are blanketing New Mexico with mailings amid a special congressional election in the Albuquerque area. The nonprofit Voter Participation Center and Center for Voter Information said today that they have mailed voting reminders to nearly 130,000 registered voters in New Mexico. Deb Holland vacated the congressional seat to serve as Interior Secretary. Four candidates have their names on the ballot in the June 1st election, with early voting underway in person and by absentee ballot. They are Democratic State Representative Melanie Stansberry, Republican State Senator Mark Moores, Libertarian candidate Chris Manning, and Independent contender Aubrey Dunn Jr., who previously was elected state land commissioner as a Republican. Registered Democrats are dominating participation in early and absentee voting, casting 61% of ballots as of today. That's according to statistics from the New Mexico Secretary of State. Republicans have cast about 27% of ballots, and 12% of votes have come from unaffiliated and minor party voters. Republican Party leaders have said they sense a rare opportunity to flip the first congressional district in a possible low turnout election and erode the Democratic Party's 218-212 majority in Congress. Democrats have controlled the seat since 2009. Prosecutors in New Mexico are seeking the maximum sentence of 24 years for a man who pleaded guilty to recklessly permitting child abuse in the beating death of 13-year-old Jeremiah Valencia in 2017. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reported that 22-year-old Jordan Anthony Nunez pleaded guilty in March 2020 to one count of recklessly permitting child abuse resulting in death and two counts of tampering with evidence. Nunez is accused of helping his father torture and kill Valencia in 2017 while the boy's mother was jailed on a probation violation. Attorney Mark Ernst has maintained Nunez's innocence and is seeking the minimum sentence of 14 years. Sentencing is scheduled for June. Child food insecurity rates in our region have increased sharply in the last year. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Several states in the Mountain West grapple with child food insecurity rates higher than the national average. In 2019, across the region, anywhere from 10 to more than 20% of kids were food insecure. Health experts say those numbers more than doubled last year as families faced new financial struggles precipitated by the pandemic. Mariana Chilton heads the Center for Hunger-Free Communities at Drexel University. She says food insecurity is inextricably linked to wages, which tend to be lower in our region.
Who are the most low-wage workers in this country? Women of color. Racism and gender discrimination are the drivers of food insecurity in our society.
Chilton says that's why policies and programs focused on improving racial, ethnic, and gender equity are crucial. She points to solutions like a universal basic income and free school lunches. The latter is in place through next year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
The Mountain West News Bureau is a collaboration of public media stations that serve the Rocky Mountain states, funding provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The New Mexico State Police says it's investigating a traffic accident that killed an Artesia police officer. The agency says an initial investigation shows Artesia Police Corporal Thomas Wade Frazier was driving a truck northbound today on U.S. Highway 285 when, for unknown reasons, it struck the rear of a tractor trailer. Frazier died at the scene. The 20-year-old man from Dexter, New Mexico, who was driving the tractor trailer, was not injured. The state police says it will release more information when it's available. A medical examiner has identified human remains found in southeast New Mexico last year near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Carlsbad Courant Argus reported that the medical investigator's office at the University of New Mexico School of Medicine in Albuquerque identified the remains as 43-year-old Brandy Fernandez. An autopsy determined Fernandez died from a gunshot wound to the head in a homicide. The skeletal remains were found in March 2020 by hikers. This is KUNM.